On this feria, Monday of the quinquagesima week, a very, very short week, it only lasts Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday we begin quadragesima, the 40 days of Lent. We repeat, of course, the readings from yesterday, the magnificent reading from St. Paul about charity, which, of course, as I said yesterday, is synonymous with sanctifying grace. He who does not have charity does not have sanctifying grace. There are some people who think if they follow the religion and the rubrics or the mass or whatever punctiliously, that is it, and they're going to heaven straight away. But then they're mean and they're unkind and they're obstreperous. They have no charity. So they have to go back to the beginning and get the correct order of things. Charity must precede our obedience of the law, which we obey because we love God. The saint whose feast we celebrate today, commemoration, a saint which has been a favorite of mine since I went into the seminary. When I entered the seminary, my grandmother gave me a book, a prayer book, which I still have, which had his holy card. And I immediately began to search him and to pray to him. And he was with me throughout the years. It's St. John, or Juan de Brito. St. John was from Portugal and Lisbon. He was of the noble class. As a matter of fact, he was one of the pages of the royal prince and of the king. But when he came of age, he had seen many, many things and had prayed, especially to St. Francis Xavier and his tremendous love for souls, which is what compelled him to go to the Far East and to give his life, finally, in martyrdom. Not the martyrdom of the sword, but the martyrdom of very severe penances, and especially dying basically by himself on an island off the shores of China. So St. John tried to imitate St. Francis Xavier. In fact, he sought and obtained entrance into the Society of Jesus, the Company of Jesus, the Jesuits. And immediately he too expressed his desire to go to the Far East. And there he went, and like St. John the Baptist, he was to give his life for one sacrament especially, of course for Christ altogether, and for the Holy Catholic faith. But one sacrament, which is very much maligned and disobeyed by most people, even those who claim to be good Catholics. And that is the sacrament of holy matrimony. He converted a bunch of people, and of course, whenever he converted somebody who had a harem, for it was permitted in those regions, in India and China and so forth, he immediately made sure that only the wife was kept. The others had to be dismissed, even though it was always acceptable to the church that whoever had this harem would continue to supply them with a living, with money enough and a place to live and clothing and so forth. But they were no longer privileged, no longer one of the many wives of a particular prince. And so he did this with one case, and one of the concubines that was put aside, as was demanded by the law of God, she hired somebody, and they came and they beat St. John brutally, and then at the very end, they cut off his head. And so he died a martyr, like St. John the Baptist, for the sacrament of holy matrimony. And today we pray to him for those who are called to this holy sacrament, and we also pray for those who are called to the sacrament of holy orders, the priesthood, that they may be faithful to Christ punctiliously, even more so than to rubrics that can come and go, that can change, and have many times in the history of the Church. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.